Now, Gail Huff Brown is not an office holder. She's running for the first time for a federal office in New Hampshire. And she just went to the border, but she hasn't been in office for years. And she saw all this, and she's a Republican running in the 1st Congressional District. Gail joins us, GMI Studios. Gail, good morning. Am I an alien scratching my head this morning looking at some of this hypocrisy?
Oh, boy. You know, my kids, when they were young, every year at school they had what they called Topsy-Turvy Day, and they loved that day because that day everything was opposite. So they would get up, they'd wear their pajamas to school because, of course, they weren't allowed to. So everything was opposite. And I feel like that. I honestly feel like we're in Topsy-Turvy land. Yes, yes, I absolutely feel that way. I went to the border because I wanted to see for myself what was happening there, and I was shocked by what I saw there. As you may know, I got the National Border Patrol Council's endorsement, and I'm very proud of that because we have to close the border. This fentanyl is killing our children. It's killing our children. If we don't close our border, who is going to protect our children? Who's going to protect them? That is my concern.
And again, what is going on? Why would you lift this Title 42? Are they not aware that fentanyl is taking more lives right here than the virus of young people? Do they not? Is anyone in Washington aware of this stuff?
It doesn't matter. It's political. It doesn't matter. It's political. I mean, all of a sudden now, you know, what? For the longest time, open borders were all the rage. And now they're not the rage. So you have to constantly shift your political stripes depending upon the day and depending upon the poll. That's not the way I operate. That's not the way I see the world. I don't go from poll to poll to poll to poll to decide right. what my policy is going to be or what my thoughts or ideology is. Unfortunately, we have many people in Washington who do that.
Yeah. Now, Gail Huff Brown, you also just released some last quarter fundraising numbers. How did those numbers come in?
We did well. Listen, this is a race, you know, it's a race and everybody's raising money and everybody's working hard. And I think what it says is that we have to work really, really hard if we're going to beat Chris Pappas. Listen, Chris Pappas has, you know, twice as much money as all of the Republicans. Okay. And he's going to have a lot more because he's an incumbent. Mm-hmm. He's going to get all the money from Planned Parenthood, all the money. I mean, that's the money he gets, right? We have to have money to beat him. Yes. But guess what we have? He doesn't have. We have the message, and we have the policies that Granite Staters want. And that's the bottom line. Hey, I don't care if he has $10 million. His $10 million is not going to buy him the right policies. It's just not.
A few weeks ago, you were on pretty serious remarks about Matt Maurer as one of the other candidates. He was the nominee last time in that presidential primary voting in 2016 in New Hampshire and months later in New Jersey. You said that was an issue. That story seems to have died down. Has that gone away?
That will never go away. It will never go away because election integrity is one of the number one things that we're fighting for as Republicans. And what Matt Maurer did was voted twice. And that's fraud. The Democrats do this, and we're trying to stop it. We're trying to stop it. I mean, Matt is a migrant voter. Do you want voters to go, first they start in Iowa, they vote there. Then they go to New Hampshire and they vote there. Then they go to Nevada and vote there. No, you can't do that.
Do you think Matt Maurer should stay in the race because of the story? Do you think it's significant? Do you think it will be a big issue this, you know, as we get into the late summer, early fall?
It is an issue. It's, when I go out and talk to people about what they care about right now, it's one of the first things they come up with. I'm worried about election integrity, and I'm concerned about Matt Maurer, who voted twice, and how can he represent us?
You know, it's interesting. In this last election, a few years ago, and I asked Corey Lewandowski about this, who really speaks often for President Trump in the state in these local races with the PAC, they endorsed Matt Maurer, and that was just a few years ago against Chris Pappas, and he was the nominee. And this story goes back to 2016 on the voting in the presidential primary, and that story didn't come up last cycle. So Corey Iles and I were talking about this, and so some people have said, well, where did that story come from? I don't think the Associated Press was that industrious. Do you know where the Maurer story came from? I'm just curious. Was it on the Republican side of the aisle or Democrat? Because someone obviously dug this up.
I have no idea. I found out about it when I read it on the Associated Press, and I said, what? Are you kidding me? Voted twice? And no, this is impossible. This is impossible. I mean, nobody could possibly do this, especially a Republican who knows better. So, no, I was shocked when I read it in the Associated Press.
What about energy? Do you find it interesting the Biden administration, Gail Huff-Brown, just recently, the president saying they're going to, White House, going to open up more of those federal permits? I thought there wasn't an issue there. Now they're opening them up, and Democrats are saying we need to produce more energy here, including oil and gas. What's going on here? Because for the first year of the Biden administration, they did everything they could to shut this stuff down.
We're back in topsy-turvy land. We're topsy-turvy. This is what the polls are telling them. So Biden is saying, well, okay, I'm going to have to recalibrate here because obviously people don't want what I'm selling them, so we better change this. And that's exactly what's happening. And it will happen up until the midterms, because they will desperately try to keep their seats. But guess what? The Republicans are going to take the majority, and they're going to take away President Biden's ability to get things through that are not good for America.
That sounds, well, you know what, we'll see where it goes. Now, the last thing I guess I was going to ask is, when you look at, you know, other issues voters are coming up to you, when you go out and talk about, you mentioned election integrity, voting integrity, what about inflation? I mean, this inflation's not going away, and, you know, at some point here, a lot of people on fixed incomes and fixed budgets can't afford to pay what we're going to pay for food, and everything's costing more. What if you were in Congress now, what are we not doing? The Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates to try and slow this thing down, but what are we not hearing about the cause of inflation?
Well, first of all, I've called for a gas tax holiday. I continue to call for it. Yesterday, when President Biden was in town, I again appealed to him. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. Nobody did. As you saw, nobody was at his event. But I would like to talk to him about a gas tax holiday because we're hurting. We need help. We need help. I mean, paying. I couldn't afford to put what we needed in for heating this winter. It was brutal. It was brutal. And I've already been on the record talking about some of my neighbors that are going around with several layers of clothing on to stay warm because they can't afford to pay for it. By far, the number one issue is what people are paying for gas and what they're paying for food. And they're scared. They're scared. How am I going to pay for everything I need? How will I be able to get to work? What if I can't pay to put gas in my car and I can't make it to work? Oh, then I end up on unemployment, and then you're taking money away from the government. It's just, it's a spiral. It's a spiral, and it's headed in the wrong direction, and we have to change it.
All right. Gail Huff-Brown, thank you for joining us with some news on Good Morning New Hampshire GMI Studios on this Wednesday. Thank you so much. Tipsy Topsy, or what was the name again? Topsy Turvy?
It's called Topsy Turvy Day. But for them, it's Topsy Turvy until the midterms.
All right. Thank you, Gail. Appreciate joining us
thank you,
on this Wednesday on Good Morning New Hampshire.